Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Bartender, a champagne, I have a coupon.
King your man Japan, Nung Tai Wamu Kirike, Sell Bang can just with okay, by no by, yes, in Gomuna by. Now Bang can just dead for just seen outside by More Sayama, Ninking Eugene or Chicane, now not Elsa by Chicane, now think
up the way that Kibon.
Nung Kai Sengili Kai, Kai Bang,
Beating Bong, Beating Bong. Beating
up, beating up, beating up, beating up, beating up, beating up, beating up, So bang can just make the cave, by now by, yes, ain't gonna buy. Now bang
can just enter the scene, on fire by more than say I'm on. Ningang, you should get a decay, on fire, after by a decay. Now think up a way to get on.
Nung guy is in jelly guy, guy bang.
Beating bump, beating bump, beating bump, beating bump, beating bump, beating bump, beating bump.
Okay, we're back. Did you happen to see the Al Smith dinner last night? Trump could have walked away with a trophy. But I sent him a Twitter. I said, whoever wrote your script is not your friend. He was all right in the first half when he stuck to humor. But then he got down too low on Hickory. And the only thing that saved him was Hickory also went low. Because if you remember her philosophy, when he goes low, we go high. And she didn't do that. When he went low, she went low. And it's sad because Trump could have wrapped it up last night. And the media, of course, the one good thing he said, all the Hillary supporters are here tonight. CNN, ABC, NBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and everybody enjoyed that one. But the next day, the communist media did a scorched earth policy on him. And they even went as far as to say that his father was anti-Catholic. Well, from the outside, let me correct that anti-Catholic Mr. Trump statement. Mr. Trump built houses for people, that apartments for people who could not afford them and were living in slums. And he brought them in and he gave them a decent apartment. And I have relatives who lived in those apartments and they all told me, old man Trump was a great guy. He came around, he visited the tenants. He took care, you told him something, he took care of it. He was an old-time American, you know, with scruples. So So I don't buy the fact that he's an anti-Catholic. But of course, the communist media uses all the tactics of Antonio Gramsci when they infiltrate schools and religion. And they use the communist tactics of, what's his name? I can't even think of it. The one that Hillary wrote a thesis on. The guy who said never let a good catastrophe go to waste. The name S, the letter S is coming up to me.
Solominsky.
I don't come to me. But anyway, we are dealing with, nobody wants to say the word because they're afraid. And speaking of being afraid, I see the employees of Facebook want Donald Trump censored. If that's what the communist kid who runs Facebook is going to do, he is not going to be in charge too long, and he's not going to be worth as much money as he is today, because somebody will come along to mash his bananas, and you don't want to do that, Mark Zuckerberg. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you are an American first. And being an American means everybody gets to say and not go to jail for saying it. So, oh, I'm trying to think of the name of that guy.
Saul Alinsky.
I'll tell you one name I remember, Julian Assange. This guy has done more for America than anybody I know. And speaking of anybody I know, MacArthur flashed in my mind. MacArthur loved the Philippines, and he loved the Filipino people. And he made it his life's work to make sure he went back there and liberated them. And if you ever get his speech on the invasion of the Philippines, it will make the hairs on your neck stand up. Rise up. Rise up for freedom. Rise up to avenge your sacred dead. You got to hear it. It's fantastic. Anyway, the Philippines were our allies. The Philippines have always been our blood brothers. Filipino people are deeply religious, and God comes first in the Filipino family. And now, we have a president of the Philippines who called Obama the son of a whore. And the media covered it up. They said he said son of a bitch. But he didn't. And he is now making alliances with China and Russia. And I saw a picture of his organization and his staff. And they were all using the communist clenched fist. You know, like what's his name does? The guy that takes the knee for the 49ers. The communist clenched fist. When you see anybody with a clenched fist raised like a Nazi salute, they are communists. That is the symbol of international communism. And international communism is stronger today than ever before. So apparently this ruler of the Philippines thinks that Obama stinks and he doesn't trust them. And he's making his deal with the people who are going to be in power tomorrow. And that is real sad. I love the Filipino people, and I will never abandon them. I will always support them. They are great people. And many a Filipino took a Japanese bayonet in the back, giving a cup of water to a dying GI on the Pataan Death March. They are great people. And for them to see that it's better for them to be with the Chinese and the Russians. And you know that the facilities in the Philippines will soon be occupied by the Chinese Navy. And what is that going to do? That is going to convince the Japanese that they can no longer count on the Americans to be their nuclear umbrella. And what is that going to do? That is going to convince the Japanese to change their constitution to say we need defensive nukes, because they have two great enemies who want to destroy them, China and North Korea. and the Japanese are the masters of the first strike. And they are not going to be caught off guard. And they have no confidence in the party of death that runs Washington and their communist media. And they therefore will take care of themselves first. Watashi is the Japanese buzzword. Me first. I was thinking about Brazil when I played that first opening tune. And if you take a look at Brazil, what do they say? That the Amazon forest provides oxygen for the world. And that it is a giant land in South America. And it was colonized by the Portuguese. That's why all Brazilians speak Portuguese. And it has so much wealth. It has gold that has not yet been discovered. It has precious stones. It has sugar. It has coffee. It has oil. There's enough that God has given the Brazilians enough to live comfortably all their lives. And what do you have? You got corruption. You got poverty. You got kids in jail. And it's really sad. It doesn't have to be that way. But the people on the top won't let the people on the bottom live. And therefore, it is ripe for communism. It is very sad when there could be plenty for everybody. It's not like there's not enough resources to go around. So say a little prayer for the people of Brazil. And they are a beautiful people. As a matter of fact, I joke, if they ever got invaded, they would probably turn it into a carnival. They have one radical communist Jesuit educated lawyer said to me one time, "We don't need aircraft carriers. We're the only ones that have them. We don't need them." So I did a little aircraft carrier research. We had 13. And guess who had one? Brazil. I said, I could see that aircraft carrier as it sets sail. The carnival band's on board. They have no planes. They just have a carnival band. But they're great people. They know how to enjoy life. And they're God's children. Aren't we all?
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar,
pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chibio da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou, é debaixo da saia. Pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, te olhando cheio da morena. A de zoeira, de festa, de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu tô. É debaixo que eu vou ficar. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu tô. É debaixo que eu vou.
There's a great effort by the communists to brainwash, especially in the communist cucumber schools, the students, that white is racist. If you're white, you're a racist. But one thing, you'll never see black people in Russia, and you'll never see black people in China. Why is that? But anyway, why they didn't take no slaves, huh? Yeah, you know who took a lot of slaves? The Muslims. Muslims like slaves. Abdu. The word Abdu means slave. Yeah. But anyway, Abdul is a slave of God. Abdul Rahim, slave of the merciful God. Funny how they all worship the merciful God, but when it comes to cutting the throats of Christians, they show no mercy. And they will tell you, your God is not our God. Our God never had a son. So, now you know where you stand in case you're the last one off the plane. Yeah, for the camels. I worry about our troops in Iraq. We got 5,000 guys there. All ISIS has got to do is get their hands on two and execute them on TV. And that'll be the end of Obama. That will be the end of Obama. He's going to be known as President Shiite. With one eye missing. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Drop the E. It is really sad. Guys sold us out. All the sacrifice that was made by our brothers and sisters and our sons and daughters in Iraq. He wiped it out. And one day he turned over the entire country to the Iranians. And then he gave them $1.5 billion in cash. So they could party. And now the Iranians have captured more Americans and they're demanding higher ransom. You know what I say? There used to be a saying when people used to whine and cry. You know what the saying was? Tell it to the Marines. Because you'll get no sympathy. Yeah. Now the saying is tell it to Trump. You think they're going to do that to Trump? You think they're going to capture people and demand ransom? Do you know there are two Iranian banks in New York City? I wouldn't be surprised if Trump seized both of them and brought the hostages out with paper bags on their heads and said, how many you got? We got 200. You want to trade? I'll give you one for one, and you got to send the money back. You know what the Iranians would say? We don't care if you kill them. They were never of any value. Yeah. It's unbelievable. If we don't have Trump, we don't have a country, folks. You have no idea how far down we are. Do you know that the biggest worry about going to war with Russia is? The number one worry that nobody will tell you about? We may not be able to win. Obama has completely skeletonized the military. He has broken their morale and spirit. He has he is catering. He's giving benefits to the wives and children of criminals. But he won't give any benefits to the wives and children whose fathers, and the major breadwinner is in Fort Leavenworth, accused of unpremeditated murder on the battlefield. Well, he pulled the trigger, and he has to go to jail. And that's what Obama has done. It's not the 10. They call them the Fort Leavenworth 10. It's not the 10 that are rotting away in jail. It's the million who see what happened to the 10 that don't want to end up in jail. Even if you look at the movie, the Lonely Survivor, the one survivor, all the other SEALs got killed. Why they took three captives, shepherds, and he says, we got to kill them. And he says, no, we can't kill them. I don't want to stand trial. So you see, even the most valiant and fiercest warriors have lawyers hanging over their heads. It's not right. It's not right. And we should never go anywhere without an act of war. If we can't get an act of war, the act closes. And there should only be one term per termite. We don't need these full-term politicians, full-time politicians. Oh, I was sick last night watching that. The cardinal of the Catholic Church in New York, sitting there with Chuck Schumer, who says abortion is settled law, with Andy Cuomo, who says you don't need 60 bullets to kill a deer. I'm only going to allow you two. This is New York, Andy. Deer in New York have guns. And what really cracks me up, they're all talking about banning guns. They're going to ban guns. You're not going to be able to buy one. You're not going to be able to go to a gun store and buy one. So what are you going to do? You're going to go where every illegal goes. You're going to go to your drug dealer. Your drug dealer will sell you all the guns you want. And who sells the most guns in the world? Communists. The AK-47 is the most popular weapon of revolution and terror. Okay, take a break. tell you a story. We have a friend that's Brazilian, and she's very dark-skinned, and she just became an American citizen. So some of her friends went with her to the swearing-in of becoming an American citizen to celebrate with her about becoming an American. And one of the friends that went with her was a New York City cop. And he looked around the room of all the people who were being sworn in. There was Chinese, Latinos, Russians. And they all had little American flags. So out comes the representative from the government. And the first thing he says is, "You are going to be discriminated against in this country." This is a representative of the United States government. "Here's my phone number. If anybody discriminates against you, you call me. If anybody denies you housing, you call me. If anybody in any way discriminates against you, you call me. Because you're going to encounter a lot of discrimination in this country." And I saw the joy in their faces just sink to the floor. And when they left, they were throwing the American flags in the garbage. And that's what our own country is doing to immigrants coming here legally. That was their first brainwashing class. So we went out to dinner that night, and we took her to a nice restaurant with a piano player. And she was the only Brazilian there. And she was elegantly dressed. And we're sitting around the table, and we notice she's not happy. She's not comfortable. And I said, "What's the matter? Why are you so unhappy?" She says, "I don't think the people here like me." I said, "Why do you say that?" She says, "They're all looking at me." I says, "They're looking at you because you're beautiful." But you see, that bastard who swore them in had planted the seed of distrust in their minds. And there's one rule of thumb you must know. No matter what minority you belong to, you are not a minority in the United States if you're an American. Americans are the majority. You are never a minority when you're an American. So show your Americano features. So I just thought I'd mention that to you, because that's how brainwashing goes on. And there's a lot of brainwashing going on. We are a brainwashed nation. Every day you get fed more crap. You know, you'll never get a taste of reality. You'll only get the fiction that the communist media feeds you. I'll give you an example. There's an ad where they show a carpool, and there's four guys going to work, and one is black. I never seen a carpool where three white guys are riding in a car with a black guy. I never seen that carpool. I'm sure there are a few out there. But I'm not saying that that's because of prejudice. It's just not a happening. Now, if you see me in a carpool with three black guys, I'm being kidnapped. Well, there was something else I saw that really cracked me up. We're in trouble. We're BSing ourselves right out of business. We are really BSing ourselves right out of business. You know which one cracks me up? The phony Congress. First off, you got to know, the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. The Republican Party is at least 40% Democrat. They're not even giving Trump money to run for office. He's the first candidate that's never been given support by the party. All he got was ice picks in the back. And that's why he should get a lot of votes from all of the little people in this country, because they all know what it's like to get stabbed in the back. So Trump is your El Cid. You know El Cid? Rodrigo de Bavar. There used to be a statue of him in 155th Street in the Spanish American Museum or Hispanic American Museum. He was known as El Cid. He fought the Moors in Spain to help drive the Moors out of Andalusia. Spanish, use a little lisp if they're from Andalusia. It's fun to hear them talk. It gives it like a little softer dialect. But and I'll never forget that. And right next door was a Museum of the American Indian. Two great places you could spend a day. So El Cid, he made allies of certain Muslim tribes. And they joined with him to fight the Moors from North Africa. But anyway, that's what Trump is. Trump is the little man's Loch Nahr. If you think you're going to get a fair shake from the Party of Death, I'll give you one example. The Party of Death, formerly the Democrats, now the Communist Party. Take a look at their party platform. They put up four white people. They're supposed to be the great mosaic. They're supposed to be the all-inclusive party. So they put up four white people, they immediately dumped two. And that left two senior citizens, both white, collecting Social Security and bribes. Imagine that. Couldn't you at least give the Social Security back and say, look, I'll just take the $12 million from the King of Morocco? Yeah, do you have to take the Social Security too when it's going broke? Could you at least leave us a little? I used to say, if I'm running for president, you know what my campaign promise is? Vote for me, I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. We're in trouble. One term per termite is the solution. One term per termite. And there's only one party. That's why I got a kick out of when they said they're going to make Trump promise not to start a third party. He said he can make that promise, but he could start a second party because there is no second party. They are the worst. The rhinos, you know what they must? They must fight a lot around Passion time. You know, when the Holy Week begins, they all want to play Judas. And I can hear them now discounting the 30 pieces of silver. I'll do it for 29. Can I get 28? So with that Cardinals rally last night, and he only raised $6 million. That's not a lot. Oh, speaking of raising money, I have become disenchanted with helping out campaign people. And Marco Rubio just paid $340,000 to Frank Lump. I call him Frank Lump because he looks like a lump. Frank Luntz, who is a poll rigger. He is not honest, and you can't tell me that he's jam tight and jelly free, that he can't be bought. He hates Trump, but he hides it. And I don't believe his polls. I don't believe him. I don't trust any polls. The only polls I trust are from Poland. Stasia and Wanda. And they're voting for Trump. It is really sad. So Marco Rubio paid $340,000 for Frank Luntz's advice. Now, you know how we got the $340,000? Granny, who has a little egg jar, took out $10, went to the post office, got a money order, and sent that to Marco Rubio. And when Marco Rubio had enough egg money, he turned it all over to Frank Luntz. That's not the way you win battles. You know who's a big fan of George Patton? Donald Trump. And you know what one of Patton's favorite sayings is? Never let the enemy pick the battlefield. We pick the battlefield. And that's good advice. And Trump just did that the other night when they said, "Will you support the communist candidate that wins the election?" And he said, "We'll have to see." That's right. And he doesn't telegraph his punches. But Hillary does. As a matter of fact, she plays punches pilot, when it comes to the life of the unborn. Oh, you can't talk about that. That's taboo. You can't tell the world that we're murdering 4,700 kids a day. Not only are we murdering them, we're cutting their heads off. And we can kill them just before they see the light of day. We can kill them right up to the ninth month. And even if he's late, we can kill him or her. And not only that, we can get $3,400 for that baby's brain. Do blue eyes cost more than brown eyes? If you go to YouTube, I have a short video up there. It's called Save the Kids. And there are pictures, not the worst, because I have another YouTube up there with the real horror of abortion, but people wouldn't have the stomach for it. But this one is pretty mild. It's called Save the Kids. And one thing I didn't notice when I put up the pictures, my focal point was a black kid. And his head was so big that it looked like that's all they could get into the bucket. You know, one of those 5-gallon pails? And his hair was fully grown. You know, he had a full head of hair. And he was dead in that bucket. And he had just been killed. But what I didn't realize when I looked at that picture was his bucket was surrounded by 5 other buckets. And in every bucket was a kid. If you really are pro-choice, you should have to do a walkthrough during a chop shop workday and just see what they're doing. Just see what they're doing. And if you think that's all right, you're going to be in hell with Ted Kennedy in boiler number 3. Abortion is murder. It's absolute murder. And do you know how many we kill a year? 1,200,000 American kids whose Social Securities, you know who they go to? Those Social Security numbers go to legal immigrants who come in here. And guess how many come in a year? 1.2 million. It is terrible. It is horrible. Anybody who condone it. When I see Chuck Schumer saying abortion is settled law, I'd like to take his ovaries out. Yeah. If Chuck Schumer had to have an abortion, Chuck Schumer would be celibate. Yeah. He turned Catholic priest. Unbelievable. Say a little prayer for the Catholics because they're in trouble. They're in trouble with God. It is really, especially when they condone abortion. You got a Catholic saying abortion is a woman's choice. You got a murderer. You got a Ten Commandment cracker. Cracking the granite on the Ten Commandments. You can't kill kids. You know God makes kids so beautiful. You know why he does it? Because it makes it hard to kill them. That's why they kill them before anybody can see them. They don't even have a right to a trial by a jury of their peers. These are POWs, prisoners of the womb. If you ever look at the POW flag and you see the GI that's there, the broken GI with his head down, still hoping to be rescued like the guys in Benghazi. When you see that GI on that black flag, just picture a baby. A baby in God's sanctuary. The womb is God's sanctuary. He created the womb to give life to that child. If that kid was in outer space, he would be tied with a lifeline. And that's what he is in the womb. He's tied with an umbilical cord. And now they're saying in 8 days there's a heartbeat. And it's terrible. And never forget this. The Democrats, I call the party of death, and that's the reason I call them the party of death. They will leave you to die in the womb. They will leave you to die on the battlefield. They have no God. They voted them out at the last convention. They have no country. They have no flag. Hillary wants open borders. She wants to turn America into a zoo. They have no flag. They have no anthem. And they have no kids. They got to rent them for conventions. It is really sad. I'll give you a tune to cheer you up now that I depressed you. Before we go into the next song, I'll tell you something real quick. Somebody sent me a picture of Days of Yore. A whole bunch of them. Like a luncheonette and a ham sandwich was 10 cents. Oh my God. Which reminds me of a joke. A priest and a rabbi are on a plane. And the priest says to the rabbi, "Rabbi, did you ever sin?" And the rabbi says, "Yes, once I had a ham sandwich." "How about you, Father?" He says, "Once I made love to the most beautiful girl I ever saw in my life." Rabbi says, "That sure beats a ham sandwich." Okay, so I'm getting ready to play your football theme, and the theme is Notre Dame, which stands for Our Lady. And at the top of the Notre Dame is a statue of the Blessed Mother. But Notre Dame isn't as Catholic as it used to be, and it's very sad. And neither are most Catholic universities. There's a guy named Antonio Gramsci, big Italian communist, and he realized years ago that because of the Catholics, communism cannot win. So he recommended that the communists infiltrate the church. And some people now say the Pope is a communist. Well, the Pope comes from a poor country, and there's rich and poor. And he sympathizes with the poor. And that's what Jesus would do. However, the communists like to take that because they know if they got rid of the Catholic Church, they could take all of those Catholics and turn them into tools of the revolution and use them on the front lines to die for communism. And that's all they want. They want worldwide communism, the New World Order. That's not for us. We were born sovereign. And we will die sovereign, even though our entire government has been infiltrated. I was speaking to Jimmy from Brooklyn. He told me about, I can't remember her name. I'm getting bad. Pivens, Frances Fox Pivens. 4 years ago, she said that we have successfully infiltrated all agencies of the United States government. She's a big communist and an advisor to Obama, I believe. So, we're in trouble, folks. When the FBI lies, when the Department of Justice becomes a tool of persecution, you know that we are in trouble. Hang in there. You know what I worry about, colleges? Oh, my Brazilian friend was taking courses because wants to improve herself. So she goes to a city college. And remember Wall Street, what was it called? The Wall Street Revolution, where the communists were pooping on police cars? Well, her professor said to her, "If you go to that demonstration, I'll give you 3 credits, towards your grade." And she says, "I got 2 kids. I'm trying to make money. I'm trying to improve myself so I can feed my family. And you want me to go to a communist demonstration? I came here to learn." And that's what's going on, folks. So I'm thinking of the Catholic universities. And you know, if you got a university in your town, there are certain industries that look for that college crowd so they can make money. Like Burger King will open up next to a university. Starbucks will open up next to a university. And the sad one that opens up next to a university is planned slaughterhood, an abortion clinic. Is that what you sent your daughter for? And it's very bad. It is very sad. We are undermined from within. The Trojan horse is all over the place. Okay, so having said that, I'm now going to turn to Colin Kaepernick and his dissing of the American flag and the Star Spangled Banner. And when did he do it? On 9-1-1. On 9-1-1, when women that were pregnant were jumping out of 80-story windows to land on the sidewalk so that, hoping that somebody would find their body instead of being crushed and charred and burned to death and immolated. And that night sky, there was a Holocaust flame rising up into the heavens and the DNA dust of everybody who died that day. I will never forget it as long as I live. Guy came into my store. He was not a heavy duty guy. You know, he was a regular guy. He was a fireman. He was the first fireman to get to the World Trade Center. He came in on a fireboat, and he was the last guy to leave the dig site when it was finished. And he sat down on the floor in my store, and he was just totally, totally drained. He was drained. He could hardly talk. And a woman came into my store, and I could see she was buying an American flag. And I could see that she was hurting bad. And she looked like she was medicated. And she said something sad, and I said, "Did you lose somebody?" She says, "Yes, my husband. He worked for Cantor Fitzgerald." And I said to her, "Are you being taken care of? Are they helping you?" She says, "Yeah, no problem. Everybody's taking care of us. But nobody's taking care of my husband. He's gone." That was a sad day. And was really sad as those people were diving out of windows. And you only saw one or two. There was a lot more. What was really sad was that at the funeral of the fire chaplain, Father Michael Judge, as the firemen came off the dig site and were dressed in their blues or work clothes, and they made a formation for the coffin to pass into the church, and the Franciscans were bringing the coffin in. And the chaplain, he was the first to die on 9-1-1, was being buried. And up pulls Hillary Clinton with the CNN van, and they're filming her as she's shaking the hands of the firemen. And the firemen were disgusted. One of them turned his back on her. They never used that. I thought they were going to use it. She was running for Senate. But they never used that clip. Somebody must have said, it's too gruesome. But you know what the communists did? To discredit the priest, they labeled him gay. Isn't it funny? The same communists who say they're for the gay people, when they want to destroy someone, it's the first card they play. Be careful, folks. So I'm going to play Notre Dame and ask God to make them holier than they are right now. So hang in there. This is a good fight song. And sometimes we got to fight. It's hard to sing Kumbaya when your throat's been cut.
University of Notre Dame proudly presents its marching band, the Band of the Fighting Irish.
Wasn't that stirring? We were talking football. And I'm going to start watching more college of football, and I'm skipping the NFL. I hear a lot of guys who, they love football. It's their life. But I even hear them saying what they're going to do is they're going to boycott the NFL for the first half. And then they'll just watch only the second half. Well, that's going to tick off a lot of sponsors knowing they're in the first half and they don't have they're not getting the exposure. So that's a good tactic. My tactic was I'm going to watch and see who takes the knee. If you're going to take a knee in football, you should follow the example of Tim Tebow and take a knee for Jesus. As soon as I see that Star Spangled Banner being dissed, that's it. I'll go watch Tropical Fish. And I was going to tell you something. Let me see. Yes, I started to tell you. Somebody sent me pictures of days of yore. And one picture that rocked me was a football stadium full of women. Only women. At a football stadium, watching a football game. And then I noticed the date the picture was taken. You know when it was? 1944. All their men were overseas, trying to save Europe. Trying to save the Pacific. Dying for their country. I have a Star Spangled Banner that was on vinyl, and there's, I think it's 37 scratches in the record, and each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died. You know, they talk about missing in action. Did you ever see the missing in action count for, say, Vietnam or Desert Storm? The counts are small. The greatest missing in action count is World War II. 77,000. And we got a guy like Colin Kaepernick, whose mother says he's not a good boy and he shouldn't do what he did. And he's only alive today because of his mother. Thank God she wasn't a Democrat. Like Colin Kaepernick, if he was on that playing field and did that in 1945 or 46, he'd be part of the ground. See how far we've come? We've been totally brainwashed. We've been taught we're the bad guy. And I've often said when the last World War II vet dies, the communists will rewrite American history. So, I'm going to close the show, and I'm going to play that Star Spangled Banner for you. Just remember, every scratch is 8,000 Americans who died for us. And I'm only here today because of them. And you're only here today because of them. But they'll, you know what? They didn't want credit. They just did their job as they saw fit. God bless them. God bless them, the long and the short and the tall. God bless them all. I left out the most important part. You have to vote for Trump. He's not perfect, but he's for you. He is for you. He wants to make your day. And he wants to brag about it. So let him brag. You vote for Trump, you get to live. I started to tell you about the Fort Leavenworth 10. I'll give you one quick story. There's a guy named Evan Vela. He was part of a sniper team in Iraq. He has a wife and two kids. I think he's got two little girls. They will be 15 plus when he gets out of prison. He was a part of a three-man team that set up outside an Iraqi village, waiting to ambush an al-Qaeda leader. They were in a concealed, covered-up area where they could watch the village. A villager approached the concealment, and the commanding officer grabbed the guy, knocked him down, and ordered Vela to shoot him in the head. So Vela shot him in the head. After the mission was either uncovered or abandoned, the Iraqi villagers wanted to try all three Americans for the murder of the villager, and they wanted to try him in Iraqi courts. So Kali Wali, Pentagon, decided they would make a deal with the Iraqis. And what they did is they sent the commanding officer and one other soldier, the equal of Vela, back home to Fort Bragg to stand trial. And this other soldier was threatened if he didn't testify against Vela, he was going to get what Vela was going to get. Vela was tried in an Iraqi court by American officers, none of which had combat experience. Not one. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison. So he went to Fort Leavenworth. His wife with two kids has lost all benefits, right? Her breadwinner is in jail. She now has to go to work. And before she goes to work, she's got to sell the meager house that they had. I can imagine it was probably a bungalow. And take the money and the kids and go to live outside of Fort Leavenworth so they can see Daddy on visiting days. And that's what we got happening. There was another lieutenant, I can't remember his name. He got early release. And when he came out, the communist press was waiting for him. How does it feel that you got an early release? And he said, I've got buddies inside. They're on suicide watch. Please help them. You think the press is going to help them? So there's 10 families at least in Fort Leavenworth where the breadwinner is locked up. They have no benefits, no government benefits. They got to go on welfare, and they're living a life of shame and poverty. And that's how we treat those 911 Americans who came from all over the country to avenge 911 and to put to death the perpetrators. And never forget this. The Clintons had two opportunities to take out bin Laden. He came first in 1993 on their watch. They had, the government of Sudan was going to hand them over, and Clinton says there's nothing we can do. And then bin Laden was falconing in Afghanistan with an Emirates prince, and the CIA says we got him out in the open, we can clip him. And the Clinton said, no, we can't do it. And I often wonder if that Emirates prince father got a phone call. I saved your son's life today. Here's the wire transfer account number. Number. Yeah. You don't think that can't happen? Let me tell you, you know the rebel flag? They didn't want the rebel flag. The rebel flag was practice. They want the American flag down. They want the crosses down. You are living in a revolution, and you don't know it. And I can't believe it. So I'm as bad as you are. So I'll give you the Star Spangled Banner. I forgot to tell you, in the case of Sergeant Vela, the two guys that was the commanding officer and the other enlisted man that was sent back to Fort Bragg were found not guilty. How's that?